Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Animal Advocates Radio, Voices Caring for Animals, number 282 shows after this evening and counting. And we're going to keep moving along because these animals need our voices and our actions from every angle out there. And there is progress being made, but we can't ever give up because if we give up, we automatically lose. So welcome, everyone, all you new listeners. Hope you enjoy the show and keep coming back. All you returning listeners, thank you all so much for all your support. I can't do it without you. You know, this show has been a total success, you know, from all the amazing guests, the callers, you know, the listeners listening in, keep passing the word, all the you know, people, Facebook pages and groups and Twitter, LinkedIn, Pinterest that's involved and helped me to promote the show. A huge shout out to all of you for helping me out because it takes teamwork to see any victories out there. So the more of us that come together and take action, we are strength in numbers, everyone. And I want to just go over a couple things. My name is Debbie Dahmer, and I am the producer and host for Voices Care for Animals, coming live to you every Thursday evening at 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Central, 5 o'clock Mountain, 4 o'clock Pacific. Listen in worldwide, everyone. So keep spreading the word. You can listen by phone. We'll be taking calls at the last half hour of the show, and I'll give that phone number to you right now if you want to call in. You can also use Skype, area code 310-982-4270. Press 1, you're in the queue, and that'll alert me that you will have a comment or question for our guest. All shows are recorded live, so if you ever miss any, you can always go back and listen to them because, you know, they're there for you. You can share, you know, from the PPJ Gazette online, and that's coming live from there. Marty Oakland, big shout out to her with TS Radio Network. I used to have 163 live shows being a host on her show, and now I have the Animal Advocates Radio, which is a little over 2 years, and I just added all the shows together, combined them. But you can go to blogtalkradio.com and search Voices Caring for Animals. And all the links will come up. Press which one you want to hear. Wait a minute to download, and it will play. And you can, from the left side of the screen, you can also share to other social media sites. You'll see the icons. Just press and share. The cross is all of them. And you, Facebook, Twitter. You know, you can email it. You can copy it. There's all different angles you can help share these shows. And from me to you, I highly appreciate it because all these animals, they cannot speak out for themselves. We are their voices and we must be heard. trying to make better lives and futures for them, because, you know, we want to see them live in peace and comfort and free from anxiety and you know, neglect, abuse. I mean, some of the horror stories out there, it's terrible what a lot of them are going through, and it shouldn't be happening. So our animal friends, we're here for you, and we're going to keep going until we see complete changes everywhere. So I want to go on with the show, and I hope, like I said, everybody enjoys the show, and it's bringing awareness and education and prevention and safety and waking us up out there to the truth and reality of what's going on. I wanted to go over a couple things on the PPJ Gazette. If you ever wanted to go back to any of these shows, you could also search on there on the search bar on the right-hand column. Just search Voices Carry for Animals. Or you can put my name, Debbie Dahmer, D-A-H-M-E-R, and the links will pop up, and it will lead you to Blog Talk Radio also. And you can press follow, and every time there's a new article or podcast, it will alert you in your primary email. And also on Blog Talk Radio, if you press under my logo, Animal Advocates Radio, follow, each time there is a new podcast company, it will also alert you in your primary email. So you can have that for a reference, how to get to the show. And below, you know, if you want to make any comments, or you, if you want to be a guest on my show, email me at voicescarryforanimals@aol.com. And a little bit about yourself, any, you know, Facebook pages or groups or websites, photos, petitions, you know, just email them to me and we'll get you scheduled on. Or if you know someone that wants to come on, because we're almost going out and finishing out the year. So, well, every bit helps everyone. Every effort counts. So what I want to do is bring my guest on, and it's his first time on. I want to welcome him to the show, Voices Carry for Animals. It's Steve Mornelli, and he's the founder and CEO of Waggle.org. Steve, you're live and on the air. Welcome to Animal Advocates Radio. How are you this evening?
I'm well, Debbie. Thank you for such a warm introduction, and love to hear your voice speaking on behalf of these animals. It's very touching.
Oh, thank you. I do my best. You know, it comes from the heart, because these animals, you know, they deserve, all of them, to be, you know, treated with dignity and respect. Because without us, they have no hope to carry on, you know, so we have to, you know, help them. They can't thank us, but when we see their lives changing for the better, for their lives and futures, we know our goals have been met. You know, that's what I love seeing, is the victories out there that keep coming. You know, it's kind of slowed down because of core, you know, COVID this year, but it'll pick up again, because there's, you know, several laws on hold, new laws. So hopefully we'll get to them soon, because we can't forget about our animal friends there, Steve. No.
Absolutely
way.
Not. Well, thank you again for having me on.
Hey, you're so welcome, and looking forward to having you back on again, too, because there's no limit on, you know, how many times the guests come on, because the more exposure, the better. So,
absolutely.
And but you want to tell the audience out there and all you listeners out there, like I said, I'll be taking calls at the last half hour of the show if you have any questions or comments for them. So go ahead, Steve, and tell the audience how you got started with Waggle, and you could go over your, you know, Facebook page and your website. And go right ahead. Thank you.
Absolutely. Well, thank you. So, yeah, it's a great opportunity to speak on your show and on behalf of these animals and give your audience a little bit of background about what Waggle.org is and what we do and how we're actually now reaching hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of people across the United States and Canada to help people, their families, and these pets when they find themselves, oftentimes through no fault of their own, in need of medical care for their pets and they can't afford it. Over 500,000 pets, and that's a very conservative number, over 500,000 are lost every single year because people can't afford the cost of veterinary care. The term is one that maybe many of your audience haven't heard before. It's economic euthanasia. It was a term I was not familiar with, and I came out of the finance space. So when I first heard it, it really piqued my interest. And sadly so, that so many pets are being lost for, in many cases, people can't write a $500 or $300 check. And these are often their beloved creatures, their friends, and part of their family. So that is what Waggle's all about. It's solving. That's our mission, solving this problem of economic euthanasia, enabling people to help themselves, and taking care of their charges. So Waggle.org is a crowdfunding platform, and many in your audience have probably heard about, I'm sure they have, GoFundMe. And it's a platform where people use for a lot of different causes to raise money. But there are issues related with crowdfunding platforms like that, and I can elaborate on what they are. But first and foremost, we're dedicated to giving back to the veterinary care, to helping people raise money for their pets. This is all we do. So unlike other crowdfunding platforms or helping people, you know, with their car needs or their insurance or their lawn care and a million different uses, we are here to give back to the veterinary professionals, to help rescues and shelters, to help animal welfare groups, and, of course, the general public and when they find themselves in need. And we do it in a way that is far different from these other platforms, not only because we do it only for pets, but we do it in a very safe and secure way for donors. Only Waggle is dedicated to veterinary care, and we're the only ones that pay the veterinary hospitals directly. So for our donors, and I'll pause after this to give you a chance, for our donors, they know exactly where their money goes. We never put it in the hands of the pet owner. We pay it directly to the hospitals, and that is what makes Waggle so different from everyone else that's out there.
Yeah, that's great, though. I mean, you give them a positive outlook, you know, because a lot of people out there, they, you know, get in bad situations where they can't afford it, and that's euthanization is the only choice that they have, really. And this gives them hope and just, positive actions right there. That's awesome.
Well, that was sort of the underlying philosophy around Waggle is, you know, if we think about that pet owner that finds himself in a difficult situation, that network extends out from them, right? It's that person in need. I wanted to be able to enable them to not be passive, right, to take action on behalf of their cat or their dog and do something about it. It's not someone doesn't say, hey, I need to go to and put more stress on charities or other types of financial institutions. It's literally, how can I help myself is the question, right? How do we enable people to reach out to their friends and their family and their local community? It's a grassroots sort of organization that is, quite frankly, spread across the U.S. and Canada for this very reason, because we start in the local communities, right? And so if you think about the pet owner, as they reach out to their immediate family, they reach out to their extended networks through Facebook, through email, however they might do it, out into their local community, out into their media, they give awareness through their veterinary hospitals and the local rescues and shelters that can assist. And that network extends on from there. And when everyone participates in just a little bit, and that's what you actually mentioned in the beginning of your show, if everybody just participates a little bit, we can solve this problem not only for that one individual, but for the larger problem in mass that contributes to this very large number of pets that are being lost. It really is. It really takes a village, if you will.
Yes, it does, and that's what it takes, a village, you know, because every effort counts, and when, you know, people come together and do something for one another, humanity, you know, you see it happening. I see it happen a lot through, you know, social media, and when somebody opens their heart up and says, hey, you know, these animals need help, or this person needs help, and they do something that's very meaningful. I mean, it's, you know, Steve, it is so, you know, heartfelt when that happens. So
well, I think that's why Yes, that's exactly, Debbie. And I think that's why we've been so successful, is because we've created this platform that's very simple to use. If your listeners can check it out by going to waggle.org. There's a set of very simple tools, right? I can walk you through the process, but because we're purpose-built, because we want to help people in need and their pets, the questions that we ask, the tools that we give the people when they need to raise funds, the way in which our network connects with hospitals from small mom-and-pop veterinary practices to some of the largest institutions in the U.S. and everything in between, because our experience is in working with veterinary partners and animal welfare groups, we know how to do this, right? We're not trying to do everything and solve every problem like some of the big crowdfunding platforms. We're trying to solve this problem of economic euthanasia. And because we're focused on that, we've made a process that really works for everyone here and is solving the problem.
It looks like it. I mean, it's just hearing about it, because I've checked out your website and Facebook page, you know, and it just brings, you know, positivity for these animals. And plus to the families, because these are, you know, loved ones, furry loved ones that comes in. So whatever we can do to help save them or, you know, make better lives for them, we can do it. And it's there, you know. So, and all the audience out there, if you please visit the website, Waggle, WAGGLE.org, or on their Facebook page, Waggle for Pets. You know, press like and see how you can get involved. Maybe you can even help out some way. So that's what it takes, you know, for us to, and there's millions and millions of people out there. So when people go through, you know, tough times, whether it's a little loss of a job or, you know, a divorce, I mean, there could be so many situations out there where we can, you know, keep our furry loved ones alive and kicking. And that positivity right there, taking the negative into the positive. And Steve, thanks to you and all your staff for what you're doing. Because, I mean, look at this, 500,000 pet guardians in the U.S. face a hiring moment. That's a very high total.
And I think it's a very high number. It is.
Yes.
And so, and that is the right ask, right, is asking your audience to spread the word, to post it on their Facebook pages, to bring it out to their local animal welfare groups. And that's one of the challenges we have, right, is while we're growing rapidly and now we've spread across the U.S. and Canada, the challenge remains is to get us and our name out there so people know that we're a resource, right? That it starts with that, that they know that they can turn to us. We can't do everything for them. We're part of the solution, right? We say to everybody that comes to us, we're not the solution, right? There are insurance companies that people should plan for if they can long in advance to prevent themselves, like everything else, whether it's a car insurance or home insurance. Your pets deserve to be at the top of that list as well. And for a few dollars a month, of course, you can buy some of that protection and risk mitigation. But if you find yourself that you didn't have that foresight or were unable to for any reason, there are other types of companies that people have heard about, Care Credit and Scratch Pay, where they can take out loans, right? These are some great names that you know, we recommend. Trupanion, Scratch Pay. But again, there are many instances where people won't qualify. I think that's the point where we are the last resort, right? Because we want to do everything that we possibly can to keep these dogs and cats in the homes that they've known for many years. So that's what Waggle.org is all about.
Yeah, that's awesome, though. I mean, just, you know, as a last resort, so people don't give up, everyone get the word out, you know, out there, whatever you can do, even donate to whatever you could donate. Hey, $5, you know, a couple bucks to help out. I mean, it goes a long ways when you have a lot of people involved, you know, that care for these animals. There's a lot of animal lovers out there, animal advocates, and a big shout out to all of you, because what would these animals do without us? They couldn't. Because these problems arise and we focus on them, we try to get them fixed and move to the next one. You know, one
donors
animal.
Donors are what's making this. This is the oil in the gears that make Waggle work and any of these solutions work. You know, we need people to participate, even if it's, like you said, $10 a month, right? We have a recurring donor program where it's sort of paying it forward, if you will, right? If one of your listeners are there, if any of your listeners say, hey, you know what, even if it's $10, $15, $20 a month, that builds a safety net that we can put to work in the form of matching grants. That's one thing that I think we are doing today that other platforms just can't do. So maybe I should talk a little bit about that and how it works.
Yeah, go right ahead. It's very
informative.
So definitely.
We built a very sophisticated technology platform, Debbie, that enables us to have matching grants. And these matching grants are real time. They're as fast as your computer is when your listeners are. When they apply their donation, if they see a pet that has a matching grant, that donation might be doubled. It might be 100% match, in some cases a 50% match. But there's a strong incentive to participate and double the impact that they're having. And many people are aware of these programs. We see them at the ASPCA and others. But in our case, it's leveraging these small dollars in real time that automatically show up on the campaigns that these pet owners are running. It's very powerful to see in action, to see these totals rising and see that these dollars are going to be applied directly for medical care. And what's really important is not only are these matching grants a very strong incentive for more people to open their wallets just a little bit and give, knowing that their philanthropy is going to go that much farther. But the way in which we set this up, again, going back to that it takes a village, is not only is it the general public, your listeners that might be participating, it is also larger sponsors that have recognized that the Waggle Foundation, right, we also have the foundation side of Waggle, that attracts corporate sponsors, social influencers, and other foundations and funds. Why are they attracted to us? Because they know that their money is going directly to the veterinary hospitals. It is the only national crowdfunding platform that is putting money to work like this in a secure way, right? We're all familiar with the sort of shenanigans that are going on out there, right, in the financial space. There's always someone trying to do something they shouldn't be doing, a bad actor. But in our case, those donations are never put in the hand of the pet owner. They go directly to the hospital, and that is bringing money in, right, through awareness and through these sponsorships that are allowing us to solve this large problem more quickly than one might expect.
And that's great, too, you know, going right straight shot to the hospital or, you know, and that's you know, security right there, you know, so that's awesome.
Well, that's right. I mean, if you look at, you know, again, if you look at some of these large platforms, the names that you recognize, if you're a donor, and I ask people this all the time, Debbie, if you're a donor, ask yourself this. I want your audience to ask, where does your money go?
Mm-hmm.
No one really knows, right? I mean, you think you know the person on the other side of that equation. You think you know the recipient, but do you really, right? Now, it might be somebody near to you, and that's a great situation. But you still always have to wonder to some extent, right? Was it used for the right purpose? Only Waggle is assuring that, right? Because we partner with the hospitals and the veterinary practices and the clinics in your local neighborhood. We pay them directly, whether it's by check or e-payment, but only to them. And that's the critical differentiator here that I really want and hope that your listeners, take home, right? And so this is what I kind of want to scream from the roof, let people know that in many cases, these platforms, Hopefully you know the person, right? Hopefully they're a friend or family member, but if you're giving to as a stranger, are they running 10 different campaigns? Do they really have pets? Is the picture real? We vet these cases. We look at the treatment estimates. Our team makes sure, to the best of our ability, right? Something might slip through. It might be an accident here and there, but we do our darndest to make sure everything is vetted, that they're authentic, that the hospital says, hey, my client, Mrs. Jane Doe, yes, this is her dog, Fluffy, and yes, thank you, Waggle, for sending us the money. That's what I really want to get across to everyone today.
Yeah, and that's true, too, because you know, a lot of us donate, and where the money is really going, you know. They're saying it's going here or there, but is it really, you know? And that's talking about trust. You know,
exactly.
You have, when you have proof and you have, you know, right in front of you, and people get more comfortable with that because there's, you know, there's a lot of scammers out there these days there, Steve, you know. So we have to watch our backs. We have to watch each other's backs. So when there's
You're
proof,
exactly right, Daddy.
Yeah,
exactly.
And it's sad that it's going on, but it's been going on for many years. And so the scammers make the other ones look bad, which they, you know, we have to, like what you're telling about Waggle and everything, the trust has to be there. Trust is so important to where the money's going. It is. It's so important.
This was everything we did from day one when we set up Waggle and the Waggle Foundation was with this in mind, right? How do we create something that our donors, whether it's a small donation to a large donation to a foundation, to a corporate, we want people to know, and as more time has gone on, they can see and witness our results. They can see our success story. They can read about us in lots of different magazines and press coverage that we've been so fortunate to have because people are picking on it. It really does become a groundswell.
Mm-hmm. Because if you look at it, with all that you're doing, you know, and what you're facing on every day, building trust in all these, you know, members out there that constantly, you know, give money, you want to make them comfortable. So when they make the donations, they're not worrying every month, hey, are they being, you know, legit? Are they, you know, trustworthy? Because that is so important. And when you have proof, hey, with your websites and, you know, your Facebook pages, and, you know, there's some of them out there that's just, they're in it just for the money, you know, and that's not right. You got to think about the animals, you know, animals before profit. And, you know, we want the people before profit. And there's a lot of issues with that, you know, out there. So we just have to, you know, build trust in what we're doing and feel comfortable with, whether it's a monthly donation or weekly. And we don't have to worry about it. We know that this is going to positive actions for the animals.
And,
they deserve it.
That's right. And even beyond the pets and the families that we've been talking about, let's think about the veterinary community, right? You know, you've probably covered this on your other shows, but the veterinary professionals face the highest suicide rate of any profession in the United States. Right?
Mm.
That's very sobering. And it's part of what we do. And one of the reasons that I think more and more hospitals join us, because are you familiar with the term compassion fatigue?
Yes, yes.
You are, yeah. And that's it, right? So we've had a lot of hospitals say to us, listen, forget about, you know, just the money that we might be helping them save and pro bono expenses. Many have said to us, listen, even if you reduce the number of pets in our local community, they're being put down for this reason, for finances. If you help us just reduce 10% or 20%, we're on board. It doesn't cost the hospitals anything. We don't charge them anything. This is free, right? That's extraordinary. Mm-hmm. If you think about it, right? We're relying on the generosity of these donors to add a little bit of a tip to help us keep the lights on and platform. But the hospitals are saying, wait a second. You can help us. You can help our staff see less dogs and cats that they have to put down in a given week. When they do, you know, you think about the young men and women that go into the veterinary space, they're often very heartfelt. They love dogs. And the last thing they want to see over and over is having to put these pets down and people in distress. We are solving part of that problem, Debbie. Not everyone, but if we can take out a fraction of that's one less pet that vet technician, that veterinarian has to deal with in a week, that adds up, right? And it does add up because we can see it in the problem that is the depression. It's an epidemic in for veterinary professionals that suicide rates are so high. We have some of our partners that are focused on bringing tools and education to the veterinary community to help them with the stresses that they're seeing. In our own way, we hope to be contributing to that solution.
Yeah, that suicide rate, that's heartbreaking. That is terrible, you know. So, and that's veterinarians, right, across the United States.
Yes, veterinarians, vet tech. So what we're doing is because we're purpose-built to help veterinary professionals and people in need in the veterinary space, again, we're giving back to the community. We're giving back to the veterinary hospitals. We're giving back to the animal welfare groups. This is an ecosystem where it's absolutely true that the sum of the parts is greater than the whole, right? So it's by all of us. It's by our listeners. It's our donors. It's the community groups. If we all participate and we use a platform like Waggle, we know that every action can lead to more actions, more awareness. My God, that right there should inspire people to say, wait a second. I'm not going to go out to a GoFundMe. I'm not going to go to one of these other platforms. Some of the platforms, they don't give a darn about the cat. They don't give a darn about the dog, Debbie. It's about transactions and volume. There's no giving back to community. We are, and this is all we do, and that is what makes all the difference.
That's right, and you are making a positive difference there, a positive impact. And audience out there, I'm taking some calls, so if you'd like to call in, area code 310-982-4270, and press 1 in the queue to alert me that you have a question. Comments for guest Stephen Mornelli, founder of CEO Waggle.org. Just try to refrain from any noises in the background, TVs, radios, conversations, and you're more than welcome to come on board. And that phone number is area code 310-982-4270. Press 1 in the queue. And you're more than welcome to come on board. All shows are recorded live and archived on Blog Talk Radio. And you can also use Skype. Okay. Yeah, this show, what we're talking about, Stephen, is so, you know, informative and, you know, knowledge that we all need to know. Because it's, you know, we never know when we're going to hit that spot, you know, so... And we got a call coming in. Area code 719. You're live and on air. Welcome to Animal Advocates Radio. Voices care for animals. Go right ahead. Do you have any guests or comments for the guest?
Hi, Debbie. This is Ray.
Hey, Ray. It's Mama Cat. How are you?
I'm doing great. Hey, I wanted to mention... I do a lot of what Stephen does. I help other people get fundraising for animals that they have that they just can't afford the treatment. And that example, a family friend got a hold of me about their cat, and the pricing that they were given to take care of it was a granulated cyst on the tail. And some of these vets wanted $3,000, $5,000 to do all this testing and stuff on it. And, you know, this was a young couple with three small children, and there was no way they could afford that. And so the veterinarian that you pick also makes a huge difference, because I had them go to my vet, whom I don't throw his name out for certain reasons, but he looked at the cat, took one look at it, he knew exactly what it was, and the total fee that he charged was $800. Now, that's a huge difference from $5,000 under a thousand young couple.
Wow.
And so this issue is huge, you know, especially in these days, they just can't afford that. And I help a larger group do, I run their fundraising page. And I'm very picky. I go through, I want pictures, I want vet names, I want the hospital name. And people get all upset when I tell them, you know, I need this documentation before I post it in our group to try and help get money. I need to know who's taking care of it, what's wrong, I want paperwork. And people get all ticked off at me, but I've been ripped off, you know. I've given to fundraisers and then find out that it was a scam. There would never was a sick animal. And so I'm real picky about that. And I always have people, when you're posting a fundraiser, make sure that information is listed. The vet's name, the phone number, the name of the clinic, medical records. You know, you can always blur your name out. But without documentation, people are so tired of being ripped off, you know. And so this Waggle organization is wonderful because they take care of that aspect for you. You don't have to worry about getting ripped off. They do the checking. And Stephen, you're doing a great job. I just want to say thank you.
Oh, thank you so much, Ray. I love your key point there that we are indeed doing that and doing it in the many thousands now, right? Because we invested in this platform and the people and the training and the processes. We worked with emergency and referral hospitals to understand where we could do our very best to fill the gaps and make sure that, like you're doing, right, to look at those estimates, right, to make sure that we've called the veterinary hospitals to know, you know, physically called them, right? So listen, we want to make sure we know who you are. And I'll give you guys right? We had a story just a few weeks ago. For the first time, someone that we're aware of, I mean, maybe someone slipped through, and God knows we do our best. But we had a case just a couple weeks ago where someone went to great lengths to fake their invoice to the hospital. The hospital in New York, they used their name. They used a fake doctor's name, but they tried to replicate one of the invoices. We caught it. There was an alert donor actually that said, "Hey, wait a second, something doesn't look right." And we investigate it, and sure enough, this person or persons had gone out to the payment processor and tried to create a connection to the financial system. We caught it, right? And that's not easy to do all the time. And we protected our donors, and we're very proud of that, to have that capability.
Good job. Yeah, I've caught
exactly.
A few, too.
Yep, and it's good to find out, you know, to catch them, because if they don't get caught, they keep getting, you know, going on and getting worse. And I always watch out who, you know, you probably see a lot of fundraisers come through Facebook, right, Ray? I mean, I know I do.
Every day.
I mean, I even get them in my, you know, private messages and throughout, you know, and I see them and I say, you know, is this one for real or it isn't, you know, and it's just, so when there's proof and evidence and they got a good reputation, that's what we got to go on. So I just any fundraiser. You know, I don't.
You nailed it. We see these fundraisers on Facebook all the time and for individuals, and we just shake our heads and we just want to scream from the roof. So like, listen, if they're a legitimate pet owner, legitimate need, go to Waggle, right? We can reach out then to donors, but the donors know who we are and they know the process, right? We can still help the pet owner, but if you're a donor, I want people to spread the word on Facebook and elsewhere that you really got to be careful, as you're both rightly pointing out. When those individuals are creating these things on the fly, is that money really going to the veterinary hospital or is it going to the local casino?
Right.
I know.
And that's the whole issue. If they're not willing to give me the vet's name, the name of the clinic, the phone number, and invoices, then I'm not willing to put my name on it. It's just that simple.
That's brilliant. Brilliant. It's brilliant, Ray. It really is. I love to hear that.
Yes. You're doing the right there, Ray. That means so much, you know, because it
eliminates
the stress.
Well, you know, people get ripped off and then they don't want to donate. It's not that they don't want to donate. It's that they don't want to be ripped off and made a fool of, you know. And, I mean, it's just, that's why I really like Waggle. And I'm sure there's other groups too, but Waggle is pretty, I've heard of it several times. And, you know, people know that they can trust you and that you're going to check them out. I don't do anything like you do on the numbers you do, but I have a running fund. I usually have a couple grand in there, all donations, and that's all I do with it. And it's for people who can't afford an animal surgery or it has to be put down. And, you know, if we can help people keep their pets, you know, happy pet, happy life, happy family, that's what it's all about.
100% agree. And, you know, I the one point I forgot to mention, shame on me, is, and I think you both will like this, I hope your listeners like it, when that campaign closes, that fundraising campaign closes, before we release that money to the hospital, what do? We, pet owner, it's almost to the point of required, that they provide an update on their pet. In some cases, the treatment may not have occurred yet. We recognize that. We ask that they come back and do it later. But we ask for something that we can then bring that back through our system to the donors. So every single, you know, most every one, I should say, to be fair, donor that participates, they're gonna see the impact that they made. They're gonna get that feedback from the pet guardian in most all instances. And I think that's a very important part of recognition to let people know the difference that they're making. So our systems are built for this as well.
Absolutely. I do the same thing. Always post the aftercare and how the animal's doing.
Sure.
Updates. Yeah. That's awesome. And that makes
people feel more
comfortable. That's right.
Absolutely. And people like to see what their donation did. You know, for whatever reason. I mean, if I donate to somebody, I love to see the animal after, you know.
Yeah, that's right. And it's you know, a great reputation. It's always good to have that. You know, and once you have a great reputation, the word spreads fast. I mean, it even moves farther because there's no end to where you can go. You know, so these people that want to go and be scammers and stuff and ruin their reputations, they did it to themselves. You know, and
absolutely.
Us people, you know, the people like to see, you know, the progress. Hey, how's this, you know, pet doing and what's going on and updates. And that means so much. And that's, you know, it goes farther. Look at you, Ray. Look what you're doing. With all the stray cats and everything. So it's amazing. She was a guest on my show before, Stephen, for the stray cats. Which you feed, would you say 125 of them in the colonies?
About 125 cats in 5 colonies.
Isn't that something? You got a huge heart there. A huge heart. That's awesome because all lives matter, including all the animals, you know. So
Absolutely. They
need love and care too. They can't just be, you know, ignored or kicked to the curb. It's not right. And when they see, you know, like you had sent me that picture of the raccoons, they think you're mama raccoon now, you know, because you got a huge heart. That's awesome, Ray. She sent me a picture
and
of like
they
five raccoons
keep coming.
On the tree. And they all love her, you know. They have good vibrations and they trust her. And I think that's awesome. You know, because they got to live out in the wild. They, you know, they don't have it easy out there. That was a good, some good pictures there, Ray. I love
that. That was
them.
Funny. That night I had five skunks and the three big geese. I'm like, oh my God, the neighbors think I'm Dr. Doolittle.
That is a good one. Oh my goodness. But see, they know you and they trust you. That trust goes a long way. You know, they love being around you, and it's awesome.
I'm gonna step back and let you keep on your conversation with Stephen. Nice talking with you, Stephen.
Same here. Thank you for calling.
Thank you for calling in, Ray. Mom,
yep.
Cat. Tell Skylar and Allie I said
hello.
You got that
I
right.
Will tell them.
Please give them a big hug from me and tell them, you know, keep up the great work they're doing. Her grandson and granddaughter, Skylar and Allie, Skylar was a guest on my show one time this year, and they're helping out their grandma, you know, with all the cats, the stray cats. Isn't that awesome? And it's just so meaningful. So we got a, what is he, 10 years old, Ray? Or 11?
He's 11 now.
Wow. And now, and how's Allie?
She's 8. She'll be 9 in a couple months. So.
Oh, yeah, so you started
Skylar,
young.
Skylar, yep. Just reminded me, I'm going to be 12 in 6 months, Grandma.
They like to remind you about when they get older, you know. Hey, I'm going to be 13 or 14, and, you know, you'll hear that every year. But
every year.
But teaching them while they're young, dignity and respect towards animals. Their lives are,
well,
you know,
if we don't teach them young, learn it. It's not going to be something that's embedded in them. I mean, some of us learn when we're old. In my opinion, if we don't get to the kids, it's just a wasted opportunity. The children are the future. They're going to take over for us, and I'd rather get as many children involved as I can.
No, that's right. I like to see it more in the schools, you know, field trips to the shelters. And I've seen them, you know, through social media. They had articles where the children were reading to the animals, shelter animals, books. Remember we talked
yeah,
about that.
Awesome.
That is
yep,
wonderful.
Love.
That is so touching.
Yep.
So they're coming front line with them. Right.
They do that for Fourth of July here around the shelters to try and keep the animals calm with all the
yep.
fireworks and noises and stuff. And they have radios going and the kids reading to the animals. It's really, you know, we got to get the kids involved. So
that's right. Those the younger and growing up, the better, you know, generation
Absolutely.
After generation, we're working on a better world to live in, you know, better lives for the animals, better futures.
And Skylar loves Wag. Waggle for the last 30 minutes looking, and he absolutely loves it. So, yeah.
Oh, great. That's awesome there, Skylar. Yeah,
I'd love to hear that. Thanks.
And tell him to tell his friends, you know, because you know his friends are on Facebook too. Because he's got a page.
Yeah, there's no school right now. Everybody's online, so it's making it a little more difficult, but, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yep, but tell him to keep it up. Because he's headed in the right direction. Tell him we're proud of him. You know?
They're grinning again.
He does, you know, we got to keep him on the right track, you know, because he's doing great. Some people are meant for that, advocacy and helping the animals out. We all got to step up to the plate and do our part. you know, whatever it takes, whether it's contacting legislators or, you know, signing petitions, social media, it all matters. So, and Waggle, what they're doing is, you know, great. It's so, you know, heartfelt. And then they got a great reputation, so there's no need to worry that they're, you know, misusing funds or doing anything like that. You know, they got,
hey, Stephen, how long is Waggle?
It's been about 2.5 years since we started Waggle.org and the Waggle Foundation. Yeah.
That's great.
Okay. Yeah.
Yep. And on the right track. Oh, and I noticed on the Facebook page that there was, I gotta find it here, that it was Mutt Nation Fund. It's in partnership with Waggle now, and that's good news.
So, yeah, that's a big one, and we're very excited about that. Mutt Nation is the foundation from or by Miranda Lambert. If you know Miranda, the country and western star.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
Right. So you probably may have even seen her on TV just last night, or the night before, I think it was. She is now the most awarded country and western star out there. She has over 20 million followers on her social media, and we're excited to say that her fund, the Mutt Nation Fund, is now working with Waggle.
That is great news.
Wow.
Wow.
That's great, yeah.
Yes. You know what I would like to do, Stephen, is get a hold of her and have her on the show, too. You know?
You and everybody else.
I bet so. I bet it'd be real hard to get her on.
I'm sure you would.
If I did, it would be, I would be in shock.
Yes. It would be a coup.
Yep, but you never know unless, you know, you don't try, right?
You're right. You're absolutely right.
Hey, Ray, he might be my connection. You know, direct connect.
Direct connect.
Yeah. Yes. I remember when I first started having the shows, Jane Velez Mitchell, I used to watch her a lot on Headline News, and you know, she had great shows. She sticks up with animals. And so one time I was on the radio and I said something like, Jane Velez Mitchell, if you're listening in, just joking around. So I went on her Facebook page because she's got like almost 1 million likes on her. She's a heavy duty animal activist. And I put on there, you know, the center message is to be a guest. And she answered me. She said to email her at this address. And it shocked me because I used to watch on TV all the time. I never thought I would be in contact with her. You know? And she's the one that got me really started with helping out the animals years ago. Watching her show. Isn't that something? So we never know.
You never know.
And she was on there like 3 times already, so, you know, you can't give up. You just got to at least try.
Absolutely, right.
And Waggle, you guys got a great reputation, and keep it up. And, you know, I'd love to have you on the show again there, Stephen, you know, because...
Well, thank you so much for having me. This was a pleasure. Ray, thank you for calling in. I hope your donors will visit waggle.org and spread the word that we're out there for rescues and shelters and other animal welfare groups and veterinary hospitals across the U.S. So thank you again for having me.
Hey, it's always my pleasure, and looking forward to having you on again. You know,
you got it. Anything.
Oh, that would be great. You know, because I know, I believe it's in October. I got the president and vice president coming on of Waggle. What's their names? David? Yeah, they're coming back on. So, and if you feel free to call in there, Stephen, when they're on.
Oh, you mean Riddell and Cody?
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
I think it's on Riddell and Cody on October the 15th. I'll send you a promo, okay?
Yes, please do.
So that'll be another great show, too. You know,
yes,
so. But thank you for all the info you gave out and awareness and all about Waggle. Keep up the outstanding work you're doing. And audience out there, please spread the word. You know, go to the website, Waggle, WAGGLE.org, or go to the Facebook page, Waggle Crowdfunding for Pets, and see how
Waggle
you can help
pets.
Out.
Yep, just Waggle for Pets at Facebook or Waggle.org for the website.
Yes. And because hey,
right,
the more of us, strength in numbers are way, right?
Absolutely.
Right.
Strength in numbers.
You got
thank
that
you,
right.
Everyone.
And Stephen,
thank you.
Looking
have
forward to
one.
Having you on again. Keep up the great work you're doing. You know, thanks for coming on air. And, you know, we'll be in touch.
You got it, Debbie. Thank you, Debbie. Bye now.
And all shows are recorded live and archived, okay? So you can go back and listen to it anytime.
Bye now.
Okay, thank you. And the audience out there, I wanted to go. Thanks, Ray, for calling in. You're a great supporter of
thanks,
the show.
Thanks, Debbie.
You've got a big heart.
Your show.
Love having you on. I do. You're a big part of it, you know. So, but I wanted to give some shout outs to everyone out there to Take Action Help Bend Animal Gas Chambers, Megan Mason and Holly Smith, Voices Care for Animals, support group on Facebook, all the admins on there and all the members. You know, feel free to invite, you know, your friends and family there and make this group strength in numbers, right, Ray? We could get
absolutely.
Always get bigger. There's no limit. Fans of animal rights on Facebook, help fight the war against all animal cruelty today. Debbie Eisman, Evelyn Pendle, Voices for Animals on Facebook. Okay, we got Paul's Pet Foundation, Sam Diaz, give a big shout out to him. LinkedIn followers, thanks for all who participate in those groups and sharing my show and Pinterest out there. Twitter retweeting and Ray, thank you for all the sharing you do for me out there because it's so meaningful. You know, so hey, the more of us, the more people that come together, the stronger we become. So next Thursday,
well, and
with everyone,
every share we hit a different audience. So. Every share makes a huge difference, you know.
That's right. And it means so much. And next week, everyone, 7 o'clock Eastern time, Debbie Doreno, and she's an animal rights activist. She's behind Pounce's, I believe, Pounce's law here in Florida. And there's another law statute, Florida statute number 828.12 cruelty to animals. This is chapter 828, animals, cruelty cells, animal enterprise protection. So we'll be discussing that and bringing that into law. So this is a big plus for the animals here in Florida. And she'll be joining us next week, her first time. So we want to welcome her on the board. So it'll be another great show. Thank you all the Facebook followers and friends that are involved and help me share the show. The groups that I admin on, thanks for all, you know, you're sharing, you do there. The PPJ Gazette, Marty Oakley, a big shout out to her promoting this show every Thursday. Everybody, thank you for tuning in. Hope you listen to next week. And Paul in hand, united we stand against all animal cruelty and neglect across the land. Everyone have a nice and peaceful evening. Good night, Mama Cat. Meow.
Have a good one, Deb.
And thank you so much. And may God bless you all. Okay? And talk and hope everybody joins us next week. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye, Deb.
Bye-bye. Big hugs. Colorado. Florida.